and a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. We'll have more from them coming up a little bit later on in the program this morning. Well, all of the air has been sucked out of the room national news-wise, covering a horrific situation unfolding yesterday morning in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as law enforcement in the area there responded to a shooting at a Catholic school. The details are grim this morning. Two children, 8 and 10 years old, shot and killed, 17 others injured as the suspected shooter unleashed fire on the Annunciation Catholic School. Children were in a Wednesday morning mass service at the church next door when the individual decided to roll up to the church and begin spraying through the stained glass windows, firing into the property. It's not immediately clear this morning whether the individual actually breached and got inside the church and was shooting at the parishioners that included children, or if all of this took place on the outside. Definitely a large part of it took place outside the property, shooting inside the building. Not immediately clear on some of the other details yet. And the suspect, who cowardly, as you would expect, turned a gun on themselves, shooting themselves and killing themselves. The individual, a transgender individual being identified as Robert or Robin Westman, born a biological male, then just back a couple of years ago, changing their name and their identity to Robin Westman, according to law enforcement sources. The individual carrying three firearms, according to authorities, a rifle, pistol, and shotgun. Court records show that a Minneapolis juvenile named Robert Westman had their name legally changed to Robin in 2019. An affidavit signed by the individual's parent, FBI Director Kash Patel, confirmed that the shooter was born Robert, but then later identified as Robin. Robin Westman, previously known as Robert Paul Westman, according to court documents filed by the shooter's mother. At the time that happened back in 2019. So as we watch this unfold and watch the investigation take place this morning, a very disturbing, about an 11-minute video was published on a YouTube channel yesterday under the name Robin Westman. As you can imagine, it was quickly deleted by YouTube, but once something is posted to the internet, it pretty much lives on forever. That video uploaded to multiple other social media outlets yesterday. I'm not going to show it on the air for you this morning due to the fact that it's been pulled down and don't want to risk getting the channel deleted on any of our platforms. But in this 11-minute video, you can hear the shooter, I think recorded the night before, showing off an arsenal of guns and ammo. And I do have a couple of pictures from it, including this image that shows on the individual's guns, the variety of guns that they brought, saying, kill Donald Trump, rip and tear, kill Trump now, defend equality, a trans pride flag with what appears to be the silhouette of an AK-47. The individual in question here this morning, Robert, Robin Westman, whatever the hell this lowlife piece of garbage identified as, was incredibly deranged. When you watch the, and I'm not going to encourage you to watch the video because it's incredibly disturbing, but you watch this 11-minute video and the shooter is doing like a stand-up comedy routine, walking around the house, showing all of their different magazines and all of their different firearms, doing like sketch comedy voices and doing this weird demonic laugh. It is an incredibly disturbing video to watch. Again, I don't know that I'd recommend watching it, but this is somebody that, from watching that video, It is clear and obvious this is somebody that was suffering from a severe, and I mean absolutely highest level, severe mental issues, severe mental illness. As they're walking around their house talking about how tomorrow's going to be the day and doing this weird child demonic laugh and rummaging through a shooter manifesto, a very, very chilling, very, very screwed up video. And it is blatantly clear and obvious, and it should be to anybody. You don't have to be a licensed psychiatrist to watch that video to see what is said and to hear the voice of the shooter and make the determination, make the conclusion that this is somebody that had a severe mental problem. However, with that, of course, the discussion about another trans shooting at a religious school, you'll remember back in Tennessee last year, another situation unfolding with a transgender individual going into a Christian school, shooting up and killing individuals there. Flash forward to yesterday in Minneapolis, Minnesota, another situation unfolding, this time targeting a Catholic school and a Catholic mass. We are learning from the FBI this morning that they are investigating this as a hate crime. FBI Director Kash Patel directing his entity to begin looking at this as domestic terrorism and an anti-Catholic hate crime. As again, the shooter killed two children ages 8 and 10 and injured 17 others around 8:15 local time in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On Wednesday. That happened yesterday morning. So coming up on the 24-hour mark in there. As we look at additional details, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hare confirmed that the police were aware of a manifesto that the shooter had released on their YouTube channel. That is obviously an active part of their investigation. Some very disturbing writings, some pictures depicting literally Satan himself, literally the devil, in these videos, in these drawings, in a book, all produced by the shooter and uploaded to a YouTube channel. A very, very disturbing situation. And it's unfortunate, but folks, not surprising that as this situation unfolded and just seemingly moments after, we had individuals using their position as elected officials, as people of influence, to turn this into a political argument. And I know why it's done every single time, because it's a really good, and I say this disturbingly, but it's a good political tool for those on the left that want to see what it comes down to is gun control. That's really what this argument boils down to. Those that want to see an additional more restrictions and more processes and roadblocks and hurdles for those that want to be legal, law-abiding gun owners, this is a great opportunity for them to push their agenda forward. It's disturbing, it's unfortunate, but it's not surprising. We see this every single time. Now, I will, of course, bring this fact up, which does not meet the narrative at all. Anytime there's a shooting at a soft target, which is what a school is, what a church is, these are soft targets that in which many of these shootings take place. Everybody is first, Democrats are first to run to the cameras, run to the microphones, and talk about gun control. But as we have covered throughout the week, when we talk about gang violence, in cities like Chicago, where there have been over 280 people murdered this year, when we talk about crime in inner cities, all with illegal guns, all with convicted felons that can't legally possess them, those on the political left don't have a damn word to say, because that doesn't fit their narrative. Hardened criminals committing crimes over and over again, getting access to illegal firearms and shooting and killing each other doesn't fit the narrative of gun control. Right, you look at a city like Chicago, which has some of the most restrictive gun laws anywhere in the United States, yet there's been over 280 people killed this year. There have been 1,067 people shot and wounded in Chicago. That city has some of the most restrictive gun laws anywhere in the United States of America. most of the shootings, if not all of them, that happen in the gang-related situation in which it unfolds are done by illegal firearms. Yet, mum is the word from those on the left. They want to talk about gun control when it fits their narrative, when they can point to a deranged trans psychopath who committed an unbelievably heinous act in Minnesota yesterday. Gun control is relevant there, but it's not relevant when you talk about predominantly inner city violent crime, which, of course, is rampant in all of these Democrat-run cities. Nothing to be said about that at all. 281 homicides in Chicago, more than 1,000 people shot and wounded this year. No talk of gun control in Chicago. Why? Because they already have the incredibly restrictive gun laws. And it's so frustrating to watch this play out over and over again. Again, I wish I could say I was surprised. I wish I could say I was shocked by what I was hearing, but I wasn't. And it started off with the mayor of Minneapolis yesterday having this to say as it related to the shooting and so on and so forth. Here's the mayor of Minneapolis.
We need to be doing more than talking. It can't just be words. There needs to be action. And when we have seen school shooting after school shooting, when we have seen churches get shot up by horrible actors, I think the impetus has to be on all of us as leaders to do a whole lot more, to recognize that we've got more guns in this country than we have people.
So there it is. So there's the argument already. It is once again the gun that is responsible, not the demonic, deranged trans shooter that is responsible. Always the same argument. It's never the mental illness. It's never the discussion on the individual. It's always the discussion about the firearm. Yet when we see somebody plow through a crowd of people in a box truck and kill people, we don't talk about banning vehicles. We don't do that. But when somebody uses a firearm, we talk about how guns need to be banned. And that's exactly what the mayor in Jacob Frey was talking about. Oh, there's more guns than people. So what? So I guess we just need to, if we ban all firearms, demented, demonic, human piles of trash in this shooter stops? No. They do it with a knife. They do it with homemade explosives. They do it with a vehicle. Go look over at the UK, where guns are essentially outlawed. What happens over there? You've got a bunch of illegal immigrants stabbing people to death. In Germany, you had a U.S. citizen had the ever-living crap beaten out of him by an immigrant on a German subway system. There's no guns in those countries, or very few. And so, deranged, screwed up, mentally ill, dangerous, violent people turn to anything that they can to commit heinous acts. In this case, it was a gun. We've seen it with knives. We've seen it with explosives. The Boston Marathon bombing. No guns going on there. Pressure cooker. Yet, it's always the same argument from those on the left.
And it's on all of us to recognize the truth and the reality that we can't just say that this shouldn't happen again, and then allow it to happen again and again beyond that. It's on all of us. And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community.
Wow.
Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity.
Mayor Jacob Frey, the Democrat, surprise, surprise, the Democratic mayor of Minneapolis, is a complete scumbag. So because we are reporting the truth, because we are stating the fact that the shooter that killed an 8 and 10-year-old in an attack on a Catholic church yesterday morning, because we mentioned the fact that the shooter is a transgender individual sworn in affidavit court documents changing their legal name from Robert to Robin, because we tell that fact, which again, it's not up for dispute. There are literally, this isn't assumption situation. There is an affidavit signed by the victim, by the suspect's mother in 2019, changing their legal name from Robert to Robin. Because you bring that up as a fact, you are attacking the trans community. So we can attack and vilify legal gun owners, which is what you just heard the mayor do moments before making this comment. We can vilify people that are law-abiding members of society that are exercising their constitutional right to bear arms. We can vilify those people, but God forbid we vilify the mental illness that exists in an incredibly high number within the so-called trans community. Then you're a heartless bastard. Then you have no soul. You have no humanity. What a disgraceful minute from the mayor of Minneapolis. It goes to show you really how out of touch, and this has been a big theme over the last week or so, really how out of touch those are on the political left. And the mayor of Minneapolis, boy, is he exemplifying that publicly yesterday.
We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should
unless
be
you're
operating
a gun owner.
From a place of love.
Unless you're a gun owner. We should not be operating out of a place of hate unless you are a law-abiding gun owner. Then we hate you and everything you stand for. Right, Mayor Frey?
For our kids. Kids died today. This needs to be about them. This needs to be wrapping our arms around these families with every bit of love that we can possibly show. And I know that our Minneapolis family and well beyond is prepared to do exactly that. And so my message to everyone out there is, again, these families are experiencing some acute pain right now. But don't just think of these as somebody else's kids. Think of your own. Let's make sure that we're acting now to not just say it's never happening again, but ensure it doesn't.
So there is the commentary from the mayor of Minneapolis, wasting no time turning this horrific tragedy with two children being shot, 17 others injured, into a discussion about how we have to surround ourselves with the trans community and we need to say everything positive about them. But God forbid you are a law-abiding citizen that owns firearms and does not commit heinous acts. You are part of the problem. That's what he said. I don't think I'm reading too much between the lines there. I don't think I'm drawing conclusions that are unfounded. He said within the span of 60 seconds, he said, we've got a problem in this country where there's more guns than people. But at the same time, I'm hearing a lot of hate against the trans community. And I don't know how it's hateful to point out the fact that the shooter, two shooters in the span of a year, have targeted religious institutions, both of them being trans. Does that mean that every single transgender person is a violent criminal that wants to kill children? No, it does not. But nobody is saying that. This is a tactic used by the left pretty frequently when they want to dispel and move the conversation away from something. Oh, well, you're hating the trans community. Let's talk about the trans community for a second and why something like this might have happened. What is one of the things that you have heard consistently over the last couple of years? You've heard that there's a trans genocide happening in America, that Donald Trump and the Republicans are trying to erase trans people. This is the kind of narrative, this is the kind of messaging that is coming out of the mainstream Democrat Party and the mainstream media. If you are trans, you are under attack. How many times have you heard that over the last couple of years? You don't think that propagating that message, that making individuals in the trans community, telling them that they are part of a genocide in the United States of America, does not screw with the psyche of those people? You don't think telling them that they are under assault in the United States of America does not play a significant role in the growing mental illness within the trans community? Folks, this is exactly what you would expect to happen. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the God's honest truth. When you tell a group of people that they are under attack, that they are being erased from planet Earth, They will go to whatever means possible to protect themselves. The same way that if you, in your own home, were told that you were under siege, under attack, you would do everything in your power to defend yourself. That's what these individuals think that they're doing. But the reality is actually one that has nothing to do with this. Trans people are not being genocided in America. You are not being thrown in jail because you're trans. You are not being put into a different class of society because you're trans. This is all a made-up narrative propagated by the Democrats. And the end result is an increasingly growing amount of those with severe mental illness in that community. And I would assume, again, you know, I'm not in any of these communities, so I can't speak for certain, but I would assume if you're somebody that is trans, and yes, that comes with a significant level of public scrutiny, sure. But if you're somebody that is trans, and you are constantly subliminally hearing that you're under assault, you're under attack, you're being erased, you're being removed from society, do you not think that that would completely F with your head? Do you not think that that doesn't have an incredible amount of influence on somebody that in many cases is already dealing with some level of mental illness, that is already struggling with some level of mental issues? Then you're feeding into their head, oh, well, you're being erased. You're being genocided. You're being removed from society. This is the kind of talking point from those on the political left, spoon-feeding an untrue narrative to those in the so-called trans community. And so what does that end up lead, that what does that lead to? Well, it leads to this kind of writing. Defend equality with an AK-47 silhouette. Kill Trump now, rip and tear, attacking religious institutions. This is what that narrative, this is what those talking points lead to. Why the hell would you have defend equality with an AK-47 sticker on a binder? The only way that you would put something like this out is if you are of the mindset, you are of the belief that you being trans, that you are under siege, you are under attack by those in the United States of America. It has a huge impact. It plays a major part. And of course, you know, the other aspect of this is, of course, we're, you know, pumping 10, 11, 12-year-olds full of hormone blockers and God knows whatever else to affirm their gender, right? We've got to, if you don't participate in gender-affirming care, you're a hateful bigot. You don't think that adds to the equation as well? Completely screwing with the growth and the development of a literal prepubescent child by shoving hormone blockers inside of them. By giving them so-called gender-affirming care so that you can be compassionate to what's going on, lo and behold, what ends up happening? But you can't talk about any of this. If all of the commentary that I just made this morning to the mayor of Minneapolis would be an assault, another attack on the trans community. I don't have any, I'm not portraying an assault on the trans community. I'm not saying trans people need to be removed from the face of the earth. I'm not saying any of that. But if you question some of the issues, if you question some of the, what I'll call medical malfeasance that exists in that community, you're a bigot. And that's what it all boils down to. This is the second time in the span of 12 months that somebody who was born a boy and decided to play as a girl, they decided they wanted to LARP and pretend to be a female, has shot up a Catholic or Christian school. But that's not allowed to take place. That's not allowed to be discussed. When you, again, we can talk about guns, we can talk about law-abiding citizens who are not responsible for this and how they're the problem, but we can't talk about the shooter. Can't talk about the shooter. A great comment coming in this morning on our Rumble live chat. No assimilation. The mentally ill do not have to assimilate to normal behavior. Normal people now have to assimilate to the mentally ill. That is a spot on analysis of what's going on. And more broadly, well, we can talk about mental illness in the United States. We can talk about how at very young ages now, it is a totally normal medical practice to give kids SSRIs and God knows whatever other sort of psychiatric drug because they're a little too energetic. They have ADHD. Oh my God, an 8-year-old boy is a little too energetic. That's never happened in society before. That's never happened in history. Let's pump them up with SSRIs, which will completely kill their mood. Which will completely and in the case of when you're doing it with young children, when you're giving these sorts of medications to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds as they're still developing, it completely screws with their body forever. I mean, you are making permanent changes to these individuals. But we don't talk about that either. That has just now become the norm in society. Oh, you have a young child that is acting out as, oh, I don't know, young children have done forever for in the entirety of the world. Oh, okay. Here's the solution. Give them some pills. Take two of these a day and that will solve all of their problems. Don't look into what the kind of effects that this will have on them long term for their growth and development. Just take two of these pills a day and your problem is solved. Don't look into anything further. This is what is now considered medical norms in the United States of America, which, by the way, has the highest level of SSRIs per capita than any other country in the world. No discussion of that either. One of the other things we don't discuss is why we continue to leave soft targets open and vulnerable. We know that deranged, screwed up, mentally ill, evil, awful, terrible people, if they want to commit acts of heinous violence, which is exactly what you saw in Minneapolis yesterday, if they want to commit those heinous acts, they are going to go towards a soft target. And the unfortunate reality of the situation is the soft targets are places where there is no security. The soft targets are places where there are not either law enforcement or armed security to deter a perpetrator. And we have seen over the last 30 years that schools and churches are those soft targets. We've seen that there has been an increase at places where there is less security. We know this is a fact. And, you know, I have to listen to this pontification here from the mayor of Minneapolis about, well, it's time for us to do something. We know that soft targets are vulnerable. We know for a fact if there is no security, if there is no armed security at a location and a bad guy with either a gun, a knife, an explosive, a vehicle, a bad person that wants to commit violence and crime, they are going to go after a place where there is not security. They are going to go after what is called a soft target. So if you want to talk about doing something, that maybe it's time that we start taking seriously the notion that we have to fortify our soft targets. That does not mean put bars on the windows, metal detectors everywhere, and turn these places into prisons. That's not the solution to the problem. You know what is the solution? Armed security. Good guys with a gun that can prevent scumbags like the so-called individual here in Robin or Robert Westman, whatever freaking stupid name they wanted to go by in their perfect minds of their trans utopia. Maybe that's what we should be talking about. Maybe that's where the conversation should play out. But no, we're going to turn it into gun control. Once again, we're going to turn it into a device that tens of millions of law-abiding citizens have access to for their own personal protection, for their own personal security. We are going to vilify those people. But you're not allowed to ask any questions of the trans community? You're not allowed to ask any questions of those on the left that continue to push this unbelievably hateful rhetoric that makes these people believe that they are under assault and under attack in America? Not allowed to do that. No, not at all. And it's not just the it wasn't, it's not just the mayor of Minneapolis saying this. You had, of course, a Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, saying the exact same thing, making the exact same commentary on MSNBC yesterday, saying that it's time for a national assault weapons ban. What is an assault weapon? I have no idea. I mean, if I take this, D-cell battery and beat you over the head with it, is this an assault battery? These things are pretty damn heavy. If I get a couple good hits in on somebody with this thing, I could assault them with this, right? That's what the legal definition of assault is. So is this considered an assault weapon? Well, if I use it to assault somebody, yes. So what are we going to ban? We're banning firearms because they can be used to assault people? Why don't we ban vehicles too? Because you can run somebody over. You can kill people by hitting them with a car. You can drive drunk and kill a family driving down the road, minding their own business. We don't do any of that, even though it is, of course, already illegal to drink and drive. Like, it is already illegal to take a gun and shoot and kill people when you're not defending yourself. That is already a crime. But see, this is where the argument really starts cracking on the left. It's already a crime to shoot and kill people. The reality is, screwed up, mentally ill, deranged individuals, folks, they're not interested in following the law. They're not interested in following any sort of societal norms when it comes to it is not okay to shoot and kill innocent people, right? That is something that 99.9999% of society agrees to and believes. You don't commit violence and you don't commit violent acts on innocent people. This is not a fringe belief. This is what everybody believes. But for somebody that has a presumably a demonic soul based on the 11-minute YouTube video that I watched, somebody that has evil and hatred in their heart and wants to hurt other people, the laws don't matter. I don't know how many times this needs to be stated or how many times this needs to play out. Criminals don't follow the law. That is why they are by definition criminals. Right? I was talking earlier about the crime statistics in Chicago. How is it that there are so many shootings in a city with very restrictive gun laws? How is that possible? Because those that want to perpetrate violence, those that want to commit crimes, will go to any means to do so. When you look at people even being arrested here throughout southeastern North Carolina, you look at arrests in the city of Wilmington, you'll see it time and time again. A plethora of charges against somebody and always tacked on at the end, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. As a felon, you are not allowed to legally possess a firearm, meaning that you cannot go to a gun store, you cannot go to a gun show, you cannot go to any sort of dealership or any place where you could legally purchase a firearm. You cannot purchase one. You will fail what is known as the NICS background check. That is a national system that is that plays out when you're buying a gun legally from a gun store, a gun trade show, or anywhere else that you'd be legally purchasing a firearm. You would fail the NICS background check because you are a convicted felon. So how is it that these criminals seemingly always have guns? Because they're not interested in following the law. So unless we can somehow outlaw people's ability to commit crimes, which, of course, there's no way to do so, unless we can do that, this is a useless discussion and useless argument. What I hope comes of this, and I do agree with the mayor and the governor and everybody that spoke yesterday, that this needs to stop. We need to stop this. This discussion, I hope, very quickly translates into security. That this very quickly translates into protecting soft targets like children at school. If we want to have any sort of impact on this, if we claim that we actually want to stop these things from happening, that is the solution. That is the path forward. That is the way that this is dealt with. Yet, we don't ever seemingly have that conversation. It's always somebody else's fault. It's already It's always somebody else's responsibility. It's always the fault of somebody besides the shooter, the person who committed the heinous act of violence. This trans shooter who killed an 8 and 10-year-old and injured 17 others in Minneapolis, Minnesota yesterday. Always pointing the blame elsewhere. Always trying to foster some ridiculous political argument where other people are responsible and not the person that, oh, I don't know, actually committed the crime. Oh, I don't know, the person who actually pulled the trigger. It's incredibly disturbing. And yet you've got Amy Klobuchar and all of the rest of those on the progressive left just continuing to run their mouth ad nauseum, making the incredibly ridiculous commentary and statements that she did. This was her on MSNBC last night.
These kids did extraordinary things, but they never should have been put in that position in the first place. This was a madman. He was an all-purpose hater, by the way. Hated groups, left, right, you name it. There's no way to pin an ideology on this.
Not true.
I think people should remember this as the facts come out about this manifesto. But what I learned from this, once again, is that guns, and we're a proud hunting state. There's a lot of law-abiding gun owners in Minnesota. But there's got to be more we can do.
There's got to be more we can do. We can't pin it on an ideology. A guy has "fuck Donald Trump" written on the barrel of his AR-15. But no, we can't pin that on ideology. But that's literally one of the things written. But no, we're not going to pin this on ideology. If the person had something written on it that said, you know, I hate Democrats or something like that, then we could pin it on ideology. Then we could claim it's an ideological issue. This was a radical right-wing extremist. But we won't pin it on ideology when this person seemingly is a radical left-wing extremist, part of the trans community. No. Won't do that at all. These people are disgraceful. I would argue that they hate America. They hate law-abiding citizens. They hate you and I and everything that we stand for. And it's obvious. This smug, catty nature of people like Amy Klobuchar. What a deadbeat. Oh, we're a proud hunting state, and oh, well, we've got a lot of law-abiding gunners, but we have to do something. But no, we can't pin this on ideology. Really. But why can't we do that? Would you argue somebody writing "kill the president of the United States" multiple times on multiple different firearms is not an ideology? Does that look like somebody that is ideological to you? I mean, you don't have to be a poli-sci professor to figure this one out. I would say that is somebody that is ideologically bent pretty radically against conservatives and Republicans. "Kill Trump now!" exclamation point, written in what looks like white Sharpie on the scope of a firearm. There's no ideology there, though, Amy Klobuchar? Nothing to discuss there? And of course, they're trying to do damage control because this doesn't fit their narrative. Now, if this was some right-wing radical that was responsible for it, then they'd be in full force, talking about how these people need to be eradicated from society, these crazy right-wing radical extremists. That would be their commentary. That would be their, we've seen it in the past. But because this is a left-wing individual, because this was a mentally ill transgender person that is responsible for it, we won't talk about ideology. We won't talk about mental illness. We won't talk about the trans community. We won't talk about any of that. We'll shift all of the responsibility and all the blame to law-abiding Americans. Typical out-of-touch nature for the Democrat Party. And of course, doing all of this while there are still children in hospitals throughout Minneapolis fighting for their lives. Waiting absolutely no time at all to turn this into a stupid, ridiculous political argument for those on the political left. Disgraceful and disgusting. Not, however, I'm not surprised, I'm not shocked by what I heard yesterday and what I will likely continue to hear in the days and weeks to come. This is, unfortunately, what they do every single time. These are the same arguments they make every time. Pitting the blame somewhere else, pushing the responsibility onto somebody else, and taking no accountability themselves for the things that they should, in fact, be and are responsible for. It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. And they need to be called out on it. And I hope that those like FBI Director Kash Patel, who posted out, put this on his social media yesterday, updates on the shooting in Minneapolis. The FBI is investigating the shooting as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics. The shooter was been identified as Robin Westman, a male born as Robert Westman. The FBI will continue to provide updates on our ongoing investigation with the public as we are able. I hope that this is part of the discussion. I hope that this is called out, because if we really want to stop this, as we hear from all of the bleeding heart liberals on the left, oh, we have to do more, we have to stop this, then we have to look at the full picture. We need to look at everything. Sure, you want to talk about guns and look at guns? Fine, let's have the academic discussion on it. But you can't just pigeonhole yourself on that. If you want to talk about making this stop, if you want to talk about how disgusting of an act this is and how you want to make sure that this never happens again, then you need to zoom as far out as possible and look at the entirety of the situation. But the reality is those on the political left don't, because it makes their party and their ideology look absolutely insane. So they don't want to do that. They want to stop the problem, but they refuse to discuss the entirety of the situation. They don't want to discuss the fact that this individual was trans. They don't want to discuss that this individual was dealing with severe mental illness, maybe brought on by their willingness to change their gender. They don't want to talk about the political left-lean bias of this individual and the hateful and vitriolic things that they had written both in their manifesto and on firearms. They want to discuss none of that, zero of it. And they want to pin all of the responsibility on tens of millions of law-abiding citizens in the United States. Shame on Amy Klobuchar, the governor, Tim Walz, this jackass mayor in Minneapolis. These people are the problem. They want to stop this? All right, then let's take a look at the whole thing. But no, you bring up the fact that Robert Westman is a trans individual identifying as Robin, and you are attacking the trans community. You are assaulting those that are trans. You want to erase them from society. This is the kind of rhetoric on the left. It's absolutely freaking disgusting. So I'm curious how quickly this is going to fade into non-existence, because this does not fit the left's narrative. It's one of their people. It's one of their people that are responsible for this. And they're going to want to make sure this gets out of the news cycle as quickly as possible. Does not fit the narrative. It's not a radical right-wing Trump supporter that's responsible for this. It's a mentally ill trans person that is squarely on the left side of the political aisle. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not ashamed to say it. You want to talk about solving it? Then let's cover the truth. Let's talk about the facts of the case. I don't want children to be shot and killed in schools, whether it's a Catholic school, a Christian school, or a public school, anywhere. So let's talk about the facts of the story. Let's get all of the information out there and figure out how we can actually stop this from taking place. Not putting blinders on and ignoring the vast majority of the information in the case, also that we can make a political point to push forth gun control, which is exactly what Amy Klobuchar, exactly what the mayor of Minneapolis and everybody else on the left wants to do. They want to ignore everything. Everything and anything besides the fact that there was a gun used. This is what she said yesterday, another comment clip from her on MSNBC about it.
It, of course, makes me think about guns and all the work we've done to ban these automatic rifles and to do something when it comes to the background checks and everything, and we keep getting thwarted. We were able to pass a limited measure on a bipartisan basis, but not enough to stop something like this. And it just makes you think about that as well, without knowing the details about how he got that gun, if the gun was legal, what kind of gun it was. But it was clearly one of these automatic rifles to be able to shoot that many kids so fast.
Earlier this year, of course, I think about the attacker who shot two Minnesota state lawmakers in their home.
There you go. No discussion of mental illness. No discussion of political ideology, no discussion of them being trans, nothing. Just all guns, all firearms. What a disgrace. I'll leave you with this. It's not hate to tell the truth. It's not hate to look at a situation at its entirety and discuss a variety of different factors. It's not hate to do that. Do not be bullied into running away from these discussions. Do not be bullied into not discussing the pertinent facts and information on this case by those on the left that want to turn this into, oh, well, you're just a bigot if you think that way. It is not hateful to tell the truth. It is not hateful to provide all of the facts and all of the information on a case, on a situation, which is what the left wants to do. Do not be afraid to speak your mind and speak the truth of the matter. Don't be bullied into ignoring all of that by those on the political left. So we'll likely find out more details now that the FBI is involved in this, and I'm not sure if there's any more news or press conferences scheduled for today, but more will come out in the coming weeks and months. We will keep an eye on those details. Of course, some of it is probably not going to be covered by the mainstream media because, again, it doesn't fit their political bent or their political ideology. We'll continue to track those details right here on the Nick Craig Show. I do want to thank, as we get out of here this Thursday morning, our great sponsors, including the Law Group here in Wilmington, who just celebrated their 22-year anniversary serving southeastern North Carolina. When legal challenges do arise, make sure you put your trust in the Law Group. Whether you're facing a situation like a divorce, a real estate transaction, any legal problems, the Law Group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved as quickly as possible. Great news, folks. They're located in downtown Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Give them a call, 910-251-6088, or their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. We appreciate the Law Group and their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. So as we go forward with this, again, we'll keep an eye on the news out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Keep the families of those that lost their 8 and 10-year-old child, all of the other students and the families that are parishioners at that church and have children that go to that church, keep them in your thoughts, keep them in your prayers this morning. A horrific situation unfolding in Minneapolis. We'll keep you up to date with the details as they come available and as we learn about them right here on the Nick Craig Show. Show streams live weekday mornings, 7 a.m., YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and of course, many of you listening after the fact, 24/7, wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Nick Craig Show.